Yesterday, NBC announced it would pay $13 million an episode for ER, more than seven times the amount it's paying now. And NBC made the deal and the announcement happily. TV critic David Bianculli takes a whack at explaining why.
Okay, here's the deal. And when I say here's the deal, I mean here's the deal. In network TV, as in anywhere else in the business world, money talks. But that tactic works only if people listen. Jerry Seinfeld, who already will make an estimated $25 million or more per year from the sale of Seinfeld episodes in syndication, doesn't need any more money. So he told NBC he was stopping production of his sitcom at the end of this season. Without money as a bargaining chip, NBC had nothing else to offer. So Seinfeld walked. That was big news because Seinfeld, all by itself, is responsible for about one-third of NBC's primetime profits. It's also the centerpiece of NBC's Thursday night must-see TV lineup, which also includes Friends, ER, and a couple of loser sitcoms stuck in between. With Seinfeld about to go, ER, the only show on TV more popular than Seinfeld, becomes even more crucial to NBC. Take away ER, and you've essentially taken away NBC's Thursday night. Take away NBC's Thursday night, and the network no longer would be rated number one. Executives at the other networks knew that, and also knew that the ER contract with Warner Brothers, the studio that produces ER for NBC, was up for renewal. NBC had until the end of February to negotiate exclusively with ER. After that, if a deal wasn't struck, the show could go on the open market like a free agent athlete. So the hunt was on, and so was the pressure. But things got even worse for NBC earlier this week when the network lost its rights to broadcast Major League Football. CBS outbid NBC for the rights to broadcast weekend American Football Conference games, so NBC tried to save face by going after ABC's Monday Night Football franchise. But Monday Night Football, like ER, is a guaranteed top 10 show, so ABC wasn't about to lose out. ABC locked NBC out of football the same way CBS had, by paying enormously, even outrageously, for the privilege. So that left NBC this week with no Seinfeld, no football, and with ER still up for grabs. Tomorrow, NBC begins its portion of the semi-annual press tour with TV critics, and didn't want to face the press looking like the Titanic taking on water. That's why NBC went to Warner Brothers and hammered out a deal yesterday, giving the studio $13 million an episode for ER, when the current deal is for less than $2 million. Crazy? Like a Fox. And Fox, like CBS and ABC, would have paid even more. Right now, the 8.5 minutes of national ad space on each first-run episode of ER earns NBC almost $10 million. Factor in reduced rates for reruns, and NBC can still make a profit even under the current prices. And you can be sure that the current prices are going up. Way up. And that advertisers will pay them. Does this mean, if ER is worth $13 million an episode, that Friends and Mad About You will be pushing for big increases? Of course it does. Is this bad for TV? Only in two respects that I can figure out. One, it'll make the networks even less likely to schedule shows owned completely by the studios, rather than co-owned or totally controlled by the networks themselves. Two, it'll make primetime news magazines even more profitable by comparison. And if there's anything TV doesn't need, it's any more news magazines. But one thing's for sure. This idea of throwing big money around to steal or keep a hot broadcasting property is nothing new to television. In fact, it predates television. Exactly 50 years ago, CBS raided NBC by giving radio star Jack Benny an offer he couldn't refuse, and one that NBC wouldn't match. At the time, Benny was the ER of his day, the most popular show on radio's most popular night. He was the centerpiece of NBC's must-hear radio, and CBS stole him. Half a century later, all NBC has done with this massive ER deal is make sure history won't repeat itself.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News and author of The Dictionary of Teleliteracy, which has just been published in paperback.